Denver will be the host of the 2030 Super Bowl. That's after NFL leaders voted in Orlando this morning. Although, as WKLN's Cynthia Abrams reports, the city has been eyeing the event for much longer. The promise of hosting the Super Bowl was a major factor in Nashville's decision to build a new stadium. The NFL demands venues to have a certain number of seats, parking spots, hotel rooms, and in colder places, have a dome. The current Nissan Stadium does not meet these requirements, but the new $2.1 billion stadium does. When Nashville made that decision in 2023, many people were opposed because the city and the state subsidized roughly half the cost. That's more than $1 billion taxpayer dollars. And while it's decided that Nashville will host the Super Bowl, the new Nissan Stadium is not yet done. The Titans say they hope to have the team moved in early next year. Cynthia Abrams, WPLN News.
Faith leaders and several justice organizations delivered a petition for clemency and rallied at the Capitol yesterday. The state is set to execute Tony Carruthers on Thursday. He was convicted in 1996 of killing three people in Shelby County, even though there was no physical evidence tying him to the crime. The American Civil Liberties Union had filed a federal lawsuit on his behalf, asking for renewed DNA testing. Past samples did not match Carruthers. There are samples that were never run, and no samples have been compared to the other suspect in the case. Last week, a federal judge from Middle Tennessee said no. The ACLU has appealed. Meharry Medical College hit 150 years of operations this year, and on Saturday, it graduated its largest class ever. The ceremony took place at the Grand Ole Opry and celebrated 565 graduates. Dr. James E.K. Hildreth Sr., the school's president and CEO, praised the graduating students for their hard work, saying they've developed skills that can't be replaced by AI.